Of course, the problem with buffets is like a few of these things are, you know, taste of age. I guess you have to be sort of a vulture, and just like with dim sum itself, we watch for the cart ladies at the freshest carts. You have to just watch for the people that, oh crap, you have to watch for the people to replenish each steam table and then pounce.
Yeah, in Hong Kong, people actually compete for tables nearest the kitchen.
Yeah.
Because you got a fresh one.
Right. So it's just the same dim sum technique brought to steam table. Oh, this is interesting, dude.
This noodle is great, isn't it?
I love it.
This is the classic Cantonese chow mein. What is it?
Yeah.
Very simple. Just a little bit of soy sauce.
Or chow mein.
But you can really taste the noodle.
This fried thing, whatever it is, I guess taro, it's just not as good as the fried stuff in San Francisco. For some reason, everything fried Chinese in San Francisco is better than anything fried Chinese on the East Coast, and I don't know why.
Something to do with the rotation of the earth, it's kind of closer.
Coriolis, it affects the frying, because the oil rotates clockwise. All right, anything else we have to try here? I should get some greens just for health. I'll do it. Green things. Every cell of my body will be thanking me as these hit my bloodstream. So this is oyster sauce, I guess. Or just sauteed. Boring. That tastes like a buffet.
Mm-hmm.
Is it mustard greens? This is better. Is that mustard? It's not mustard greens.
No. This is choy sum.
Can you say in English? Water spinach? Is that it?
No. Oh, wait. That is mustard greens.
Okay, good. I'm not that off.
It's overcooked. It's round. It's way overcooked.
Still crunchy in the stock, though.
But it's quite a bit overcooked. The problem also is to try to cook so much. It's very hard to try to cook.
Yeah,
huge this plate of. Wow. Beef chai fun is great.
Yeah. That might be my favorite thing here. I thought it was just me because I bring a preference for beef chow fun to this. But.
And the wok is so high, so hot, it actually caramelizes it. Onions.
Yeah. And the scallion flavor is in there as well. That might be the best beef chow fun I've ever had. Yeah, this is really one of your best discoveries ever.
Good. I come here every week.
Yeah. Should we get Hargo just for science?
Yeah. Just say hi.
Okay. I love watching Dave select the Hargao. He's going through all the pots, checking them carefully, strategizing, applying advanced game theory techniques. It's just a stack of those metal plates you see on dim sum carts, and everybody's rifling through it, and there's like very foxy old Chinese women, you know, competing with you to find the good stuff. Dave's a pretty serious business dude and everything, but when it comes to a buffet like this or a good restaurant, you can just see him, he turns into a kid in the candy store. He's going nuts right now over by the, where is he? Oh, he's getting more chicken. It's all about chicken. Can't wait to see what he's bringing back. So what'd you get? Oh, you got more roast pork.
No,
oh, carrot cake.
Try the spring roll.
Okay. Split it with you?
You can.
Wow. Dave, go get one for yourself.
No, it's okay. See, I got too much fried food.
Wow.
For a buffet restaurant, that is.
Where's the ham flavor coming from?
I don't know.
It tastes like ham.
It might have a little bit of a Chinese sausage in it.